Appendix E, The Science of Prayer, The ABCs. The method of claiming Bible promises is summed up in the book Education, pages 253 and 258. A. Ask, Matthew 7:7. For any gift he has promised, we may ask. B. Believe, Mark 11:22-24. Then we are to believe that we receive. C. Claim, John 11:41. Then we are to return thanks to God that we have received. Why return thanks that we have received? Because 1. The word of God is seed, Luke 8:11. 2. The seed contains not merely the component elements of the tree, but the tree itself. The oak is in the acorn, Education, page 253. Rutherford Platt, a prize winner in science, states in his book This Green World that a trunk, two leaves, and roots are already contained in the embryo of the seed, and that with a powerful magnifying glass they could be seen. 3. Therefore, if we receive the promise, we have the gift. Education, page 253. The gift is in the promise. Education, page 258. One sentence of Scripture is of more value than 10,000 of man's ideas or arguments. Testimony 7, page 71. So with your Bible in your hands, say, I have done as thou hast said. I present thy promise. Christ's Object Lessons, page 146. Remember, the condition to victory is to ask, believe, and claim by receiving. So take the book of promises right in your hands as you pray. Then do as Augustine's mother did. She laid her finger upon the text, presenting before God his own words, and pleaded as only a mother can. And the Lord gave her the desire of her heart. Testimonies, Volume 5, pages 322 and 323. You and I, though utterly unworthy, may do the same. We may place our fingers right on the promise of a living, true, almighty, wise, loving, and willing God. Then we are to tell him there on our knees that we believe and have received the gift promised. We can tell him we know we shall reach the fulfillment when we need it most. But now we accept it by simple living faith. Arising from our knees, we may continue in our hearts, asking, believing, and claiming exultantly what God has promised. If we are but willing to conform to the conditions, that thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Proverbs 22:19. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Luke 11:13. 1. Think of God as looking for someone to aid. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect or sincerely fixed towards him. 2 Chronicles 16:9. 2. Let us look to Calvary and capture the true picture of God. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans 8:32. 3. Think of God as often giving us something better than we ask. I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known, and not forsake them. Isaiah 42:16. So for us to picture God as saying no, period, is misrepresenting him. God never says to his believing child, no, period. He may sometimes say no, comma, meaning you are not asking for one quarter as much as I want to give you. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, Ephesians 3:20. Here we see a picture of God as being eager to do so much more for us than we ask, that our asking appears pitifully short of what he wants to give us. 4. Think of God as truthful. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Numbers 23:19. A minister who read the Old Testament scriptures through 69 times and the New Testament scriptures 71 times discovered at least 3,573 promises there. Others claim to have found more, even up to 7,000 or 8,000. Hebrews 6:18 declares it is impossible for God to lie. 5. Think of God as powerful enough to bring solutions. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. For he spake, and it was. Psalms 33:6-9. Through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. Hebrews 11:3. Romans 8:17. God calleth those things which be not as though they were. Psalms 33:9. He spake, and it was. Putting the two passages of scriptures together, it says in effect that anything that does not exist does exist the moment God's creative word names it. This is our Creator God. 6. God requires of us childlike faith. Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18:3. 7. We are to visualize the solution. Jesus taught us to offer a prayer that asks, believes, and then actually receives or claims the solution without doubting, because what God says is so, even though our own minds cannot comprehend it all. Claiming God's creative promises, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:4. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalms 51:10. Now are ye clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. John 15:3. Faith. Prayer and faith are closely allied, and they need to be studied together. In the prayer of faith there is a divine science. It is a science that everyone who would make his life work a success must understand. Christ says, "What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Mark 11:24. He makes it plain that our asking must be according to God's will. We must ask for the things he has promised, and whatever we receive must be used in doing his will. The conditions met, the promise is unequivocal. For the pardon of sin, for the Holy Spirit, for a Christ-like temper, for wisdom and strength to do his will, for any gift he has promised, we may ask. Then we are to believe that we receive and return thanks to God that we have received. We need look for no outward evidence of the blessing. The gift is in the promise, and we may go about our work assured that what God has promised he is able to perform, and that the gift which we already possess will be realized when we need it most. Education 2:58. Faith is trusting God, believing that he loves us and knows best what is for our good. Thus, instead of our own, it leads us to choose his way. In place of our ignorance, it accepts his wisdom. In place of our weakness, his strength. In place of our sinfulness, his righteousness. Our lives, ourselves, are already his. Faith acknowledges his ownership and accepts its blessing. Truth, uprightness, purity have been pointed out as secrets of life's success. It is faith that puts us in possession of these principles. Education 2:53.